Shalom Aleichem of Yafaf Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Pei Beis, Baba Kama 82a, pagination is 163. We'll start from the two dots, which is about 10 lines from the top. The first word on the line is Yehoshua, and then we begin. Asara Takanos Tikin Ezra. Ezra made 10 legislations. Ezra was the leader of the Jewish people at the beginning of the second Jewish commonwealth. Timing is about 350 before the Common Era. Ezra is the one credited with finalizing the Jewish canon, Jewish scripture. He is the great leader who decided what's in and what's out. So we have here 10 takanos, 10 legislations that Ezra made. Number one, shekorim b'mincha b'shabbos, that we should read the Torah, mincha, on Shabbos, and we start the new parsha of the week already on Shabbos, such that we've started the coming week's parsha at that time. V'korim b'sheni v'chamishi, and that we read on Mondays and Thursdays from the Torah. The Gemara objects to this and says this predates Ezra. Already in the time of Moshe, based on the story at the end of Parshas Peshalach, when Amalek attacked, we find that they made a legislation that they should read from the Torah on Mondays and Thursdays so that they should never go 3 days without Torah study, which is also a big insight into reading from the Torah. It's not meant to be just a ritual. We're supposed to know what's being read. It's supposed to count as Talmud Torah, that we're studying Torah. And the Gemara answers that even though this Takana of Monday and Thursday predates Ezra, but Ezra is the one who codified it in the concept of 10 psukim to be required for every reading. The one exception to that is the reading, indeed, from Parshas Beshalach of Purim, Vayavo Amalek, the story of Amalek coming, which is appropriate for Purim because Haman was a descendant of Amalek and also wanted to destroy the Jewish people. That one laning we leave at 9 psukim and don't require 10. The section is 9 psukim and we just leave it at that. We don't add to it. Various reasons are given for that. One of them is that Amalek attacking is described Ki yod al kes ka, that Hashem's name is not complete in the world as long as Amalek exists. There are those who are bad because they have a bad streak. They have a taiva, a desire to be bad, etc. But Amalek is deliberately bad. And that detracts from Hashem's name in the world. And therefore, a deficient Torah reading is perfectly symbolic of the bad impact that Amalek has in the world, that Hashem's name is not complete until Amalek will be removed and Mashiach will make it clear the concept of world peace and universal knowledge of God. The Gemara continues with the list. V'donin b'sheni uvachamishi. And we do Bezdin gathering on Mondays and Thursdays. Likewise, we have the concept of a longer tachanun on Mondays and Thursdays. U'mechabsim b'chamishi b'shabbos. And we should wash our clothing in honor of Shabbos on Thursday rather than on Friday. And the reason for this takana is that people should be available on Friday to prepare for Shabbos, and they shouldn't be locked in to having to do the bathing of their clothing. Now, this is brought in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Resh Mem Beis, and the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah asks an interesting question: what about doing the laundry on Thursday night? So indeed, we have a concept that if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Thursday, we're willing to do laundry on Thursday night, even though we don't normally do laundry the night after Tisha B'Av until midday of the next day. But because of Takanas Ezra, we're looking to expedite things. So Thursday night already, we're willing to do the wash. But what about normally? Is Thursday night considered sufficiently accommodating the concern that Ezra had that people are going to be involved in the wash and they're not going to be preparing for Shabbos? So in footnote 26, the question is asked, there are those who say that the takana was to do it on Thursday, and therefore on a regular week, it has to be done on Thursday and not to wait with the wash until Friday. Interestingly, they bring from Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, that in the winter, when people start doing their Shabbos preparations Thursday night already, so then it's correct that it should only be done on Thursday itself and not wait until Thursday night. Whereas in the summer months, where people are not as pressed for time, then perhaps Thursday night is still acceptable to do the wash. We see this nuance and the fascinating discussion. There is a very famous one of the Takanas Ezra, which is Sheyiyu Rochlim Machzirim Ba'ayoros. Ezra made a takana that the peddlers have to go to the outlying cities. And Rashi tells us that the focus over here was Mevi'im Bisamim L'Noshim L'Hiskashet Bohem, to bring the perfume to the women so that they can make themselves attractive to their husbands. And Ezra made a takana that the women in the outlying areas shouldn't be hard-pressed to access these types of items, and that the peddlers should go all over so that even the people in the outlying areas should have access. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.